we are teaching on the Holy Spirit, on living the empowered life, you know, just like the Lord Jesus lived when he was here on earth. Amen. We have the best gift that he could ever have given us, and that is himself living in the inside of us. What a treasure we carry. Amen. We carry his glory. We carry God himself within us. And we have that dominion, that power, that authority that he's given us to live life and live it in abundance. Amen. And last week we were talking about the spirit of life, which is the work of justification, right? We said, you know, we spoke about becoming a born-again believer, how our lives changed through that one-time confession. Amen. Today we're going to speak about the spirit of holiness, which is the work of sanctification. Okay? And there's the difference. There's the difference between justification and sanctification. And justification, just so you can understand it, it's a one-time thing. And what it means, when we received the spirit of justification, it was a one-time complete change in a person's legal status before God, right? And now, once we received the Lord Jesus, we became new, born-again believers. It's a one-time thing. We just needed to confess that one time, and we were born again. We received a new identity in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
But the work of sanctification, which is what we're going to talk about today, is on the other hand, it's an ongoing process. It's a lifelong process of becoming practically holy and growing in Christ. Amen. It's about renewing our minds every single day. It's a process. We have to intentionally keep moving forward, keep reading the Word, so that change can continue to happen and we can begin to mature more and more and more in Christ Jesus and become more and more like Him. Just like He lived on earth, and we know his attributes, we know his character through the gospel. God wants us to continue to renew our minds. And it's the work of justice, sanctification. It's an ongoing thing. It never stops. We never stop learning. It is a lifelong process. And let me tell you something. Every time you're in the Word, every time we have Bible studies, every time we're in prayer, God is always speaking. God is always showing us something new. I pray that throughout these teachings in the past few weeks that I've been teaching on the Holy Spirit, that you've gone to the Lord and asking, Lord, reveal, give me revelation as your word is being spoken out. Give me more revelation. I hope you are hungry to receive the word. I know I am. I hunger to know more about the Lord. My hunger is to be more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My hunger is to know the word so well that when an unbeliever or even a believer asks me questions, I have answers.
Amen.
Hence why I'm in school and I feel like I'm a permanent student. However, until God tells me stop, I will stop. But for now, he's telling me, keep going. I'm going to keep going because God is doing something in the inside of me because change happens from the inside out.
Yeah.
It starts in the inside, but then you will see it manifested in the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for all of us. It was a one-time thing. You were born again, but something happened in the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the outside of you began to change. And little by little, you were not conformed to the patterns that had you bound down before you were saved. So let's go to our first scripture, which is found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. And again, we're speaking about the spirit of holiness. This is the third work of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, we're breaking down the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit, and this is the third one that we are speaking about, the spirit of holiness. So in 1 Peter, right, chapter 1, verses 14 and 16, through 16, this is what it says. Again, Peter, Peter was revealing to the people, listen, there's a great grace that is in Jesus Christ, right? And listen, all of us, when we received the Lord, we received the Lord by faith. There was a revelation that we receive. I say, oh, I gotta receive the Lord. I gotta confess the word, right? So now in 14 it says, as obedient children, didn't we come obedient to God when we received the Lord? We began. We wanted to begin to obey the Lord right away. I said, Lord, you did this for me. I want to do this for you, and I just want to obey you. So Peter's saying here, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Again, as obedient children, right? I mean, we were on a pursuit to just, and we still are on a pursuit just to obey God, just to follow his voice, just to, Lord, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? We are in pursuit. Amen. And the word is very clear today. It says, be holy, for I am holy. That means that we can walk in the Lord's holiness, because he's the one living, residing in us. He's the one operating through us. Amen. Yes. Everything is working through us. Amen.
Yes.
And the definition of the word holy means integrity, right, of moral character. It is about one that is separated for the service of God, one that reflects the divine likeness of God. Amen. Didn't the Lord Jesus say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father in Scripture?
Amen.
Well, guess what? When people see you, they should see Christ Jesus in you. They should see the light of Jesus radiating out of you. That's why we are beaconeers of light, because the light of Jesus is radiating out of us.
Amen.
People should see a difference when they see us. And what this verse is saying here, what Peter is saying, there was a pattern that we had before we were saved, right?
Yes.
And Peter's saying, don't conform back to that old pattern, right? Because now you have a new picture. You have a new identity in Christ. So we should not be following the patterns that we use, that literally used to shape our lives before we receive salvation. And that goes for all of us. Peter's talking here to the people, right? But this word is for us today. We cannot at any time go back to Egypt. We cannot go back to the past. We cannot conform to this world living.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot. So he's saying, you know what? We have to now follow, right, the pattern that is laid out where? In the Word.
Yes.
In the Bible.
Yes.
In the Holy Scriptures. You know, the very fact that Peter here admonished and corrected the people, he did it by reminding them of their new identity in Christ. We are born again, church. Peter's reminding them, listen, you're born again. You received the Lord Jesus, okay? Don't conform to the old ways, but be transformed by the word, by what God says in his word. Amen? And remember, you know, back then there was no Bible, there was no scriptures. They would read, right? They would read from parchment papers, from the Holy Word of God in the synagogues and the Torah, you know, would be read and stuff like that. I mean, we have the Word. We have a Bible. Thank God to William Tyndale, right, who translated the Bible from the Greek into English. Amen? Thank God that King James said yes to the Bible. And today we have a Bible that we can go by. We have the Word of God that was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So here we have Peter reminding the believers, listen, don't go back. You got to change your ways. You know, you gotta put on Christ. Amen? And that goes for us too. We got to put on Christ every day. Right? So it just goes to show you that change in life is not automatic. We got to do something about it. We got to put actions behind what just happened. You got to put action in your words. Don't just say, I've been transformed, but show me how you are being transformed. The Word of God says, by the fruit, you will know them, right? Yeah. And there are many people that can be saved, right? But yet they not have changed from the inside out yet. They're still doing their old habits years after years after years after years. Why? Because they have not taken the time to intentionally renew their minds through the truth of the Word of God. Remember, John 8:31-32 says, if you are in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and the truth of my word will set you free. Right? So again, you know, let's not go back to Egypt. Let's continue to renew our minds. So this is what Peter is saying. Don't conform back to the way you were, to the way you used to live. But boy, receive the holiness, the spirit of holiness now, which you have, because the Word of God says, be holy for I am holy. Amen. And God wants his children to be in holy, to be holy in conduct. Everything that we do should always please the Lord. Amen. We got to have a life that is devoted to God. But thankfully, thank God that we're not doing this on our own, because we have the Holy Spirit who's helping us, who's guiding us, who's counseling us through every day. Every day we have the Holy Spirit just equipping us and helping us and working through us, amen, as we allow him to do it, amen, as we intentionally begin to be in the Word and begin to renew our mind, amen. This is a daily process. This is why this is sanctification. It's an ongoing thing. This is something that we need to do as Christians every single day. Every day, just you know, get in the Word or grab a scripture from the Word of God, meditate on it throughout the day, whatever it takes, talk to God, pray in tongues, whatever it takes, just devote your life to God, but we have to do it on a daily basis. Amen. Let's go to the book of Philippians. Let's go to chapter 1 and go to verse 6 on this one. There is so much truth in all this, and we are witnesses to this truth because we've been walking. You know, we are being transformed every day. That's what the Word does to us. Amen? So in Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. How many believe that God is not done with you yet, but you believe that God is going to complete everything that he started in you? I believe that. Amen. And this is the confidence that Paul had in the Lord, that what he started in the Philippi church, right, and the Philippians, right, what the Lord started within each and every member in the Philippi church, Paul knew, and he was confident that God would complete it. And we need to have that same confidence today that what God began in us, he will complete it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Again, this is not automatic. We got to put action, right? We got to put our faith into work, right?
Yes.
Faith without works is dead, right? Meaning, like, we're walking by faith, but we got to do something about it. We got to work at it. We got to establish, you know. And Beacon of Light is not going to be built on its own. First, we needed to pray about it. We needed to establish location where they got wanted it. We needed to do that. Amen. But in that, God was working through us. He was showing us. He was speaking to us. He was pointing things out to us.
Amen.
And we were just obedient. Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. He even had me go to the ocean and grab water so I can baptize the land. This is all God. Amen. Because he needed that land to be consecrated for him. This is where people are going to receive the Lord. Like Sister Venice said, this is where the people are going to receive the Lord. We're going to see salvations. We're going to see deliverance. We're going to see healings.
Yes.
We're going to see the manifestation of God being witnessed by our own very eyes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We will see the signs and wonders. We will see the miracles. God is preparing us for such a time. Amen.
Amen.
So, so success is not automatic. We got to work with God. We actually got to say, Lord, I want to partner with you. Okay, show me, help me, assist me, guide me, counsel me, mentor me. And you know how God does it? He does it through the Word. He tells you to go to school. He tells you to sit under some people's teaching, as students. Before I became an ordained minister, I was under Pastor Ruth 3-year school. So I didn't just arrive here, by coincidence. God called me, just like God calls you. You know, for a lot of us, our ministry is at home, taking care of children, taking care of grandchildren, taking care of families. Our ministry begins at home. You may be even taking care of an elderly. Ministry starts at home first. And God will guide you. God will lead you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But, you know, who began this good work in us? The Holy Spirit began this good work in us. Amen? But we have to cooperate with God in what he wants to do in our lives, because God wants to do a lot in us and through us. You know, men's faithfulness is shaky sometimes, right? But yeah. God's faithfulness is never in question, right? It is always God. He says he never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change, but man change. We question. We complain, we murmur, right? We're the ones that change. But God doesn't. He is the same, always. And the work that he began in us, I surely and truly believe that he will accomplish. He will finish it. We will finish the work that God began in us. Amen?
Amen.
So Paul was very confident. Paul was, you know, speaking this to the people, right? Of the salvation that was given to them through faith, right? Because everything is by faith in Christ. You know, the confidence was that through faith in Christ, your eternity is already secured, right? Until Christ returns, right? Right? But there's going to be a day where the Lord is coming back. His second coming is, you know, the Lord's going to come back for his church. Amen.
Amen.
And when that happens, guess what? Our physical bodies are going to be changed completely. Amen. And we're going to be with the Lord. Amen. But until then, there is work to be done.
Yes.
There is work to be done. Amen. Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 1. Romans 1, verse 1, I believe we're going to read through number 4. And we're going to begin here. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Right? Hallelujah. We're talking about the Spirit of holiness here, right? We're talking about sanctification. And notice how Paul begins in verse 1. Notice this. He speaks out about his servitude, right? Paul was a servant first to Christ. And he speaks that before he mentions his apostleship. And that just shows humility. That just shows that he's not into titles or anything like that. Paul was a servant before he became an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ was a servant before he went to the cross. Amen. Before he resurrected to the position where he is at now, at the right hand of God the Father. He humbled himself. He became poor for us so that today we can be rich in so many areas in our lives. We are rich in so many areas in our lives. So these are key factors. If you want to be successful in life, you know what? You need humility. You will not accomplish anything without humility. The other day, my brother Dennis was privileged to write a chapter in one of the books of somebody he met. And one of the things he speaks about in his life when he was in leadership, he says, you need humility. You need to humble yourself in order to be successful and prosperous. Amen. And that's a key point, because we see the Lord Jesus so compassionate, so humble when he walked here on earth, right? So he also takes notice, Paul is also pointing to you here, that the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms were full of prophecies concerning the Messiah. Amen. Everything points to Christ. Everything in the Old Testament pointed to Christ. Amen. And he goes further. He says, you know, the Lord's physical attributes made him, right? That made him the son of David. He was the seed that God used. Amen. And through the miraculous resurrection of Jesus Christ, today we have the privilege to say we are his adopted sons and daughters, because the Lord willingly sacrificed, gave it all up at the cross, but on the third day, he resurrected. Amen. On the third day, he resurrected from the dead, and that proved to all people, and that should prove to the whole world, that he was indeed the Son of God in the Lord God's Spirit. Amen. He was Lord at his birth. Remember, the Lord was man, but he was also God. He was 100% man. He was 100% God when he walked here on earth. Mm-hmm. And this verse also refers to the divine nature and character of God. It is describing a moral purity, a sacredness, and that transforms ordinary things or even people by setting them apart for divine purpose, right? Listen, we have the Spirit of God living in the inside of us now. We need to be walking in the supernatural. You see, we are ordinary people, but God adds the extra in us, and he added the Holy Spirit. So we already have everything that we need to accomplish all the works that the Lord has called us to do. That's why he set us apart. We're not just being called, we've been chosen for such a time as this. And he's chosen us for a divine purpose. Beacon of Light is a divine purpose for this community, for in this ministry. Amen? So the resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the greatest witness of all. Right? And this is Can we agree together that this is a valid claim? And, you know, even the scriptures shows us that the Lord Jesus, in his resurrected body, he appeared to the disciples and over to over 500 people before he ascended to Father God. Amen. So it's written, it's in scripture, and we just have to believe it by faith. Amen. Yes, that the Lord Jesus did resurrect. Come on. We have everything that we have. We have a treasure within us that you can't even pay for it. There's not enough words to say thank you, Lord, because it is truly a gift from God. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews 3:1. Let's go to the book of Hebrews 3:1, chapter 3. And it says, therefore, holy brethren, look at the adjective in front of brethren, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Amen. So the name of the Holy Spirit, the name Holy Spirit emphasizes the moral character of the Spirit himself, which is being holy, right? And all true believers, like we are, we're believers, we are holy and we are partakers of Christ's calling, right? And let's break this word down. In the English word, holy, here is translated in the Greek as hagios, right? And hagios means sacred, physically pure, morally blameless, or even in the strong concordance, it means consecrating. That means set apart. Amen. Set apart. We've been set apart for the work of the Lord. We all have different giftings. And we've been set apart from the world. Amen. For greater things, for greater works. Amen. And when I think here in the book of Hebrews, the author, right, is speaking about the word consider. That word consider here, where it says consider the apostle, it could mean, it means to ponder, to study, to examine, to meditate on. So those of us who have experienced, right, the saving power of Christ should consider him, right, much more than we do. Because this is the reality. We, as believers of Christ, we need to provoke others to consider the Lord Jesus. If the Lord has done something great in your life, we need to start sharing the gospel news, and like we do with our families, provoking them to the Lord Jesus Christ by witnessing to them, by giving them testimony, by sharing the things that God has done in your life. Amen? Because Jesus is, like the word says, he is the apostle and the high priest. This is what we confess every day. The Lord Jesus, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer. He's our restorer. I mean, without him, where would we be today? Where would we be today? And Deacon of Light Church, we are going to provoke the community to consider the good news of the gospel. You know, this is good news.
Yes.
Having power, dominion, and authority over the enemy, over circumstances, over challenges, is good news.
Amen.
But it's not enough knowing it. We need to show them how to use it. Right? We need to show them what they have. They need to understand, like we're understanding today, the power, the authority, the dominion that we have through Christ Jesus, to the receiving of his Spirit. We have something pretty awesome in the inside of us.
Yes.
And what we're trying to do, at least God is trying to do through me, is to awaken the Christians unto what they have in the inside of them, what they have access to, what they possess, so they can walk in the supernatural life that he wants them to walk in. God wants you to hear his voice. God wants you to answer him when he talks to you. God wants you to be in tune with him at all times. God wants you to discern things. God wants you to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation and of knowledge. God wants you to walk in victory every single day. He doesn't want you to walk towards victory. He wants you to walk from victory every single day. Because in Christ, we are victorious. In Christ, we win. In Christ, right? We have everything that we need to conquer the things in life. Amen?
Yes.
That doesn't mean that you're not going to suffer, that you're not going to go through pain. You're not going to, that doesn't mean that. But what it means is whenever these things come about, we will not be shaken. We will know how to stand. We will know how to still rejoice in the Lord, even through pain, even through suffering, even through loss. We can still rejoice in the Lord because he changes not. It's not about us. It's now about him. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
Okay.
12.
Chapter
2, verse 12.
Yeah.
And it says here, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Amen. For his good pleasure. So, again, God is called the Spirit of Holiness because he imparted holiness to our spirit and now helps us to walk out the things that he's called us to do, to walk out the things that we need to do on a daily basis. So, yes, so God works in us through salvation. When we were born again, the Lord, what did he do? He deposited in us everything he accomplished through his death and resurrection. Remember last week I said to you, in 1 John 4:17 says, as the Lord is, so are we in this world. So everything that the Lord Jesus was walking in, everything how he was led and everything like that, it's exactly what we have. We are a replica of the Lord Jesus Christ. As he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
But we have to work it out of our spirits and into the physical realm. Right? We have to work it out because it is Christ, the Spirit of Christ, working through us. Through us, we got to do something about it. Amen. Let's say right now we need finances for the building. The Lord is not going to rain down dollar bills from the sky. No, he needs us. He's using us.
Yes.
Right? It's through people. God uses people. God touches hearts of people. This is why it's important for us to share the vision in our community. Because we can build the building, you know, right now. We need the help of God. But what are we doing as believers? We're walking by faith. We're praying and declaring the work of God, right? We're declaring his promises. We're declaring the word of God over Beacon of Light Church. And we are speaking to the hearts of people right now. Because God is going to use people, right, to bring in the resources that we need because he is our source. But he's going to do it through us. So that means we got work to do. God is calling me to do some work in behind the scenes in order for his word to come in and we can see it manifest in the physical realm.
Amen. Revelation, yes.
And it is a major step toward victory.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to quit looking at the outside. I cannot look at the checkbook. I cannot look at what we don't have. I cannot be declaring what we see in with my senses. I have to declare the word of God, and I have to declare Philippians 4:19 that my God will supply all our needs according to his riches, God's riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Because it is Jesus. It is the work at the cross. We already have everything we need. We have the word of God. Just like the Lord Jesus, when he came against Satan, he says, it is written. So we got to use the word of God to bring in that which belongs to us.
Yes.
It's ours. The word of God says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything that belongs to God, God wants to shower us with.
Amen.
This is why the word says meditate on my word so that you can be prosperous. That you can be successful. Meditate means ponder, declare, confess my word. Don't confess what you see. Confess what's in the word of God. And what it talks about that mountain. That mountain has to move. If it's a financial mountain, it's got to move in the name of Jesus. Because God is our source. God is our provider, and nobody can take care better of us than God, our Father.
No one.
He is the one that's providing for us. He is more than enough for us. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But we got to speak out. We got to speak the word. Speak the word. Confess the word. Declare the word. And that's what I do on a daily basis.
Amen.
Daily basis. We cannot stop. We got to keep going. We got to keep going. We got to keep going. We cannot stop. This is the work of sanctification. It's an ongoing process. It is the spirit of holiness. It's walking every day in God's holiness, doing the things that he's called us to do, doing and imitating what the Lord Jesus did here on earth. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it's all about. The Lord never got tired. If we get tired, we got to speak and confess the word. I said, nope, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when I'm weak, God, I thank you that you are making me stronger and stronger and stronger. Listen, church, what's the bottom line? We've already got it. We've already got it. We got everything that we need to be successful. We got everything that we need to build Beacon of Light Church. We've already got it. We got the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not God's turn to move. He ain't going to move. He already did his part. He sent his son. It's all about the finished work at the cross. Now it's our turn to believe and appropriate what God has already provided by his grace.
Yes. Yes.
It is a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So yes, we need to work out our salvation. This is part of it. Salvation is what God did for us through Jesus Christ. It is the gift of God, right? That can only be received by faith. So we got to work it out by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We got to put our faith in action. We got to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to put our faith in the word of God. The word became flesh. The word is the Lord. Amen. That's where our faith has to lie in. God already put salvation and all his blessings within us. But we have to work it out.
Yes.
We got to work our own salvation. Amen? So
Amen.
Sanctification is not justification. Justification is a one-time thing, where sanctification is an ongoing process. It's a process of consecration to God. It's a process of separating from the world's way of thinking. And doing so to achieve godly And in doing so, then you achieve godly, holy conduct. Because let me tell you something. I don't want to take out a loan. That's the world's way, to take out a loan to build the building. We don't have to go there. God owns everything.
Yes.
God is going to use people to give unto the building of Beacon of Light Church.
Amen.
So when we separate ourselves from the world, that's really showing us, and we're walking in His holiness, that's showing us that we are operating in godly, holy conduct.
Yes, yes.
And that's where we need to remain. And it certainly is the teamwork. This is teamwork. It requires everybody that come in together, everybody that pray together, everybody that declares the word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So when you're home, you don't make it to the prayer. So when you're home, I pray that you are declaring the word of God.
Amen.
Declaring what you want to see. Not what you see in the natural, but what you want to see in the manifest in the physical realm, what we've been calling out, which is Beacon of Light Church, a community where people will come and receive salvation, healing, restoration, and deliverance. That's, you got to declare the word. You got to speak out the word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Not complain, not murmur. And that caused the Israelites to never enter the promised land.
Yes.
But declaring the word, believing, walking by faith. Amen?
Yes.
Okay, I can go on and on, but I'm not. First Peter 1, let's go there. Almost done here. We're talking about the spirit of holiness. First Peter 1, verse 1. I just need to get there. Not there yet. 1 Peter 1:1-2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Amen. I'll say amen on that one. Amen. And we all know Peter, you know, remember the Lord changed Peter's name from Simon, right? And the Lord and Jesus renamed him Peter. And Peter, he took on a new identity in Jesus, because God, the Lord Jesus, gave him a new identity in Him, just like He's done with us. And in this identity, amen, we're just new. Our spirits are brand new, and our hearts should be to serve the Lord. You remember Peter. Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, even in his denial, even in his failure, even though he did what he did, God still used him miraculously. And he's the one that began the church. He's the one that spoke his word. He's the one that addressed all the Jews and the Gentiles during Pentecost. Peter walked by faith. He addressed the people. Amen. He addressed even the people, like it says here, the people who had suffered, right? Who had suffered, who were pilgrims of dispersion. The people of Israel suffer a lot. A lot. But yet, Peter was the one that was elected, right? And he was predestined for the time that God chose him to speak salvation into the Jews, salvation into the Gentiles. Amen. He wasn't called to speak damnation to the people. He was called to speak life into the people, to speak and share the good news of the word of God. That's already, it was a sanctification work done that God did through Peter. Amen. God the Father simply chose, right? He chose Jesus before the foundation of the world and his foreknowledge, and allowed him to know, right, who would be the ones who would accept his son, Jesus Christ? Church, Peter was chosen. Paul was chosen. We've been chosen for such great works. We have the privilege now as the chosen and elected of Christ to share the good news of the gospel. To share again, once again, like I said before, testimony that God has done in your life. Good works that with Christ you are doing because of the leading of the Holy Spirit, because of the leading of Jesus Christ himself.
Hallelujah.
We were chosen and we were predestined for good works. Amen. And God is not done with us yet.
Thank you, Lord.
God still has work for us to do.
Amen.
Plenty of work.
Yes.
Like the song said, it's not over until the Lord calls you home. It's not over until. So until that happens, we gotta walk in the same grace and the same humility that the Lord Jesus walked in. Amen. When you look at 2 Peter, we're not gonna go there, but in the book of 2 Peter, right? Peter goes further into the grace and the peace that was multiplied through us through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a grace that we walk in. There is a peace that we walk in. Amen. And when Peter repented from that denial, from denying Jesus, boy, God turned his life around. Once he took that new identity, when the Lord gave him that new identity, he turned his life around and he began to minister to people. He began to heal the sick. Amen. He began to walk in the things that the Lord Jesus walked in. Just like we've been called to walk in the same way. We're called to share the good news. We're called to come against the things of the world, the enemy.
Amen.
The dark powers that are out there. Don't think that the enemy is not trying to stop this beacon of life from being built. Yes, he is trying to stop it, but he will not succeed because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, because we have the word of God. We have the power of God. We have the authority of God. We have dominion over the enemy.
Yes.
He does not have dominion over us. And it was the grace of God, amen, that gave Peter that new identity. Peter received the Lord. Peter began to walk in love with the Lord. He began to do the works that God called them to do. Amen. And but none of this happens without us renewing our minds. So let's go to Romans 12:2, which is our last verse for today. Amen. There's so much to say. Amen. But
Amen.
My Lord, the word is rich. That's all I can say. Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, we're talking about transformation. We're talking about sanctification, right? An ongoing process. And right here, it's talking about transformation. Do not be conformed, but be transformed. Don't be conformed to the ways of the world. We need to begin and continue to transform our minds by the renewing, by the word of God, by the renewing of our minds. Amen.
Yes.
Transformation is completely different than just change. Yeah, you can change today, but you can go back to the old ways tomorrow. Transformation is ongoing. Once transformation takes place, church, the object cannot be transformed back to the original. Change does, but not transformation. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go back to my old ways. I'm going to continue to transform myself by the renewing of my mind.
Amen.
Because I want my life to be good and acceptable and be the perfect will of God. I want God to say to me one day, thy good and faithful servant, enter in.
Well done.
Amen. You've done well. You've done well. Amen. And just like a butterfly, right? A caterpillar, right? Can't go back to being a caterpillar after it was transformed into a butterfly. So likewise, once transformation takes place in our lives through the renewing of our minds, we will never be the same. How many of you can say you're the same you were before you got saved? I don't think any one of us can. Praise the Lord for that. Amen?
Amen.
So according to the Spirit of Holiness, it is the Holy Spirit that does not merely comfort us. He sanctifies us. It is the Spirit of Holiness that we're talking about today that convicts us of sin. Right? When you do something that is not pleasing to God, the Holy Spirit is right there convicting you. Not condemning you, not shaming you, not making you feel guilty. He is just convicting you. And that just means, listen, you just got to recognize and turn our ways, right?
Yeah.
Repent and turn the other way. Keep going. Keep moving forward in Christ. It is the Spirit of Holiness, church, that produces a godly character. We want to have the same character that the Lord Jesus had here on earth. We want to walk in purity. We want to walk consecrated. We want to walk humbly before Him. Amen. It is the Spirit of Holiness that separates believers from worldliness. Again, we cannot be conformed to the world, but we need to be transformed to the image of Christ every day.
Amen.
And the only way you do that is by reading the Word. By finding out how did the Lord Jesus walk? What was His character when He walked here on earth? And you just mirror that. Amen? The Spirit of Holiness makes us more like Christ. And that's what I want to be. I want to be more like Him. I want to do the greater works that He did. I want to set the captives free. I want to heal the sick. Bring sight to the blind. I can do it. Why? Because it's not me. It's Christ working through me. It's not me. It's the Lord God, His Spirit working through me. He is doing it. So holiness is not legalism, right? Holiness is becoming like Jesus.
Amen.
And that is the goal, church. That is the goal of the Spirit of Holiness. The work of sanctification is becoming Christ-like. And everything starts from the inside out.
Yes.
The Spirit of God works from the inside out. So, church, I pray, you know, that you never ever, that we, and I'm going to include myself here, that we never sacrifice holiness for fame. It's not about that. I've seen so many ministers sacrificing holiness for popularity, for fame, to be known, to be an influencer. No, it's about holiness in Christ Jesus. God's power, church, God's holiness always walk together. They gotta be in tune together. Again, I'm gonna say it again. The spirit that works in us right now is working from the inside out. You just need to allow it. To transform you. Allow the Spirit of God to lead you. Allow the Spirit of God just to walk you through it. And do it by faith.
Amen.
Do it by faith. Because there's no other way to walk this life but by faith in Christ Jesus. He is the hope of glory. Amen.
Yes, He is.
So
Amen.
This is a teaching of the Spirit of Holiness. I pray that you are receiving revelation. Illumination from the Word as we read the Word. This is the living Word of God.
Yes, it is.
And I pray that you are receiving that which God wants you to reveal to you for
Amen.
Your own personal life. Amen. Because we all have a different life, but yet we have one goal, to be Christ-like. Amen.
Amen.
You're blessed.
Amen.